The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for March 13th of 2026. The Detroit news is Nolan Finley just couldn't help himself as he waited approximately hours after the attack on the Temple Israel Synagogue in West Bloomfield on Thursday to argue how criticizing Israel's genocidal right-wing government is anti-Semitic. Now, you're seeing similar arguments throughout the corporate media and MAGA social media land. Whenever any violence is perpetrated by anyone with an Arab-sounding name, the MAGA world spins out of control. Whereas when a MAGA person or people commit violence, well, then they had something mentally wrong with them, and so we're not supposed to pay any attention to them. We witnessed thousands of the MAGA cult storm the U.S. Capitol building in January 2025, where cops were beaten, the building was vandalized, and congressional members had to scurry to safety. Which then leads a thinking person to conclude that if all of those January 6th insurrectionists were indeed mentally ill, then I guess that doesn't speak well of the entire MAGA cult. The attack by 41-year-old Amin Ghazali of Dearborn Heights, who was killed right after he rammed his truck into the synagogue, was indeed anti-Semitic because he took it upon himself to lump an entire group of people together and blame them for the actions of Israel's right-wing corrupt genocidal government. Thankfully, he was shot and killed before he could inflict any harm and violence on the 100-and-plus children who were inside for school or daycare. Ghazali was an immigrant from Lebanon who became a U.S. citizen and worked as a manager in a Dearborn Heights restaurant. According to the Detroit Free Press, his neighbor described him as the best neighbor, always quiet, a hard worker. He was always pleasant. Everyone liked him. Sounds kind of similar to those countless testimonials we hear from those who knew mass shooters before they actually did the mass shooting, doesn't it? The Freep also confirms Ghazali lost family members who were killed by an Israeli attack in Lebanon recently. But rather than choose to peacefully protest or simply criticize Israel's right-wing government, or even backing candidates who pledged to end the Israeli-American war on Iran, this guy chose violence against people who had nothing to do with the attack, and worse, many of whom were children. And it's also quite possible that many who worship at that synagogue were also against Israel's actions as well. Polls show that to be the case. But while violence is never the answer, nor anti-Semitism, nor Islamophobia either, criticizing Israel's actions in Gaza and Iran, and now Lebanon, is not anti-Semitism. It does not make one an anti-Semite. It's using our voice as Americans to hold those accountable for unjust violence and wars. Criticizing and holding those accountable and protesting, yeah, that's as American as apple pie. Now, the Detroit News' Nolan Finley claims that attacking Israel and, I suppose, criticizing the politicians who accept thousands of dollars from right-wing Israeli political action committees like AIPAC makes one an anti-Semite. Finley decides to criticize everyone on both sides of the aisle. First, he gives cursory criticism on right-wingers like podcaster Tucker Carlson, who recently gave a tepid interview with the popular anti-Semitic podcaster named Nick Fuentes. And strangely enough, Finley didn't bring up that interview. Finley did highlight, however, how Tucker Carlson has been critical of Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu for, as Carlson has argued, basically leading this war in Iran, and for dear leader Trump on being a good boy and following Netanyahu's commands. Well, saying that a foreign government has significant power in American foreign policy, I'm sorry, it does not make one an anti-Semite. It's pointing out a fact that Nolan Finley doesn't really attempt to argue. I must remind everyone that the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Netanyahu over Israel's genocide of the Palestinian people in Gaza. We can't really forget that one. Speaking of which, Nolan Finley calls those protesting the genocide in Gaza as their cause celebre, and how those protests or criticisms were essentially lies. Now, Finley ignores the fact that while Hamas's attacks that killed over 1,000 Israelis were horrific and war crimes, Israel's extreme response that killed over 25,000 while injuring 68,000 more, according to the United Nations, would also be labeled as a war crime. I mean, that was not a tactical nor a proportionate response. It was mass murder, and it is a genocide, and we Americans can speak up against it because our tax dollars are funding that genocide. Now, in order to tamp down or crush such facts from being released, people like Nolan Finley will use the attack on the West Bloomfield Synagogue as a chance to say any criticisms of Israel makes you an anti-Semite. That's what many in our government want, as AIPAC bribes corporate Democrats and Republicans to keep giving more and more weapons and more taxpayer money to Israel's right-wing genocidal government. An NPR PBS poll released this week shows that 56% of Americans are against this war of choice, while just 36% approve of Trump's and Netanyahu's war in Iran. Also, 55% see Iran as only a minor threat or no threat at all. Yeah, the American people are waking up. And a new Zedio and DropSite news poll revealed this week how 52% of Americans believe this war started as a way to distract the public on Dear Leader Trump's relationship with the billionaire convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Again, the American people are waking up. That's why so many right now are trying to use tragedies such as what happened in West Bloomfield as a way to make bad faith arguments by saying criticizing Israel leads to those actions that happened at the synagogue. Nolan Finley, in fact, ended his column by saying the evil that found its way to West Bloomfield on Thursday has its headquarters in Tehran. So I guess, you know, using that logic, the evil that found its way into the U.S. Capitol halls on January 6th of 2025 has its headquarters smack dab in the White House. Those protecting Israel's right-wing government and telling us to sit down and shut up while we funnel billions and billions of dollars to fight Israel's wars are telling us that we have no say in our government. And that gives you insight in how they view the working class that is so far experiencing a sinking economy while AI is taking over their jobs, poor healthcare coverage continues, we experience rising energy costs and stagnant wages. You're expected to just sit down and say, please give Israel and our defense contractors billions and billions of our dollars while we suffer here in America. Because if you don't do that, you are an anti-Semite. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on the socials, subscribe to the show on the YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Please visit patreon.com/leftoflansing and consider a small donation to the show. Take the battle to them.